What causes a nation to decline? What causes a nation to fall? Some would say the economy. Others would say the government. Some would say the military, and others would say the environment. But beneath all the theories that men give, there is one basic reason for trouble in a country, and that is that men forget God. They turn away from their Creator, and as Paul said in Romans 1, 21 and 22, they become ungrateful and proud of their own opinions. They put their wisdom above God's, and that is man's problem. It always has been. A passage that ought to put us in our place is Isaiah 55, verses 6 through 9. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found, call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Notice how this begins. In verse 6, he says, turn to God while you can. In verse 7, he says, turn away from your ways and your thoughts, and then God will forgive you. And then, in verses 8 and 9, Isaiah gives the reason. He said, forsake your way and your thoughts, verse 7, because God says in verses 8 and 9, my thoughts are not your thoughts, and my ways are not your ways. God's wisdom is far, far above us. People are foolish to think that their thinking is above God's. They're silly to imagine that their ideas are equal to God's. His wisdom is so far above us that it's like the heavens, the stars above us, being millions of miles away. The feeble opinions that we're so proud of are nothing to God. And that's the problem, pride. It has been from the very beginning. And that's the reason our nation has gone downhill. We have too many who trust in their own thinking more than they listen to God. God says, my thoughts are not your thoughts. Many people in the Bible made this mistake. Some people followed their own thinking but learned that they were wrong and changed. Naaman said, behold, I thought in 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 11, but he thought wrong. Paul said that before he was converted in Acts 26, 9 through 11, I truly thought that I ought to do many things contrary to the name of Jesus of Nazareth. But he thought wrong. Then there were others in the Bible that thought that their way was best, and they never changed their thinking. In Judges 21, verse 25, the Bible says, every man did that which was right in his own eyes. And this is what happens when men turn away from God. Their own wisdom gets them into trouble. The Bible says in Jeremiah 10, verse 23, O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walks to direct his steps. Solomon warned about this in Proverbs 12, verse 15. He said, even the way of a fool is right in his own eyes. And so did David in Psalm 9, verse 17. The wicked shall be turned into hell and all the nations that forget God. So what about America? Do people follow God's way or their way? Consider a few issues. We sometimes hear people say, I'm against the death penalty because putting criminals to death is not the right way to treat them. But God says, my ways are not your ways. Genesis 9, verse 6 says, whoever sheds man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed, for in the image of God he created him. People also cry, I don't believe in spanking a child. That's not the right way to raise a child. But listen again to Isaiah 55, 8 and 9. My ways are not your ways. Proverbs 22, 15 says, foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from him. And then there's the issue of sex and marriage. Many people today think marriage is an old way, that's useless, that it doesn't work, or that it's even harmful. That's man's thinking. That's man's way. Many think a better way is to have sex with whomever they please without any kind of commitment. But they forget that marriage is God's way. He's the one who created it. He's the one who said that a man should leave father and mother and cleave to his wife and be one flesh with her. We even have people today who want to change marriage itself into a perverted, unnatural, sinful union. There are people who call for same-sex marriage as the new way. In fact, there's a movement to create a new way of thinking about who we are, and that way is to get rid of the very idea of male and female. This is absurd as well as blasphemous. They'd have to change the whole animal kingdom to get rid of the idea of male and female. God's way is set, and God's way is best. God created man as male and female, Genesis 1, verse 27. Yes, people throughout our land today need to hear the words of Isaiah 55, verses 8 and 9, "My thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord." Would to God that these words could be read aloud in every house of Congress, every classroom at school, every lecture hall in universities, and every community center, church, or military post in America. And that's America through the eyes of Isaiah.